Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing fine on this wonderful day. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim chapter 100. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. We continue in the chapters written by Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a short one with five psukim in it. This is a prayer of thanks to Hashem that will be said at the end of the final redemption. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach 19:1 explains the following. When the Jewish people become free from oppression by the nations of the world, a shift in their relationship with Hashem will take place. They'll serve Hashem like a son serving his father. The son knows his father will overlook minor infractions. Alternatively, the nations of the world will serve Hashem out of fear, like a slave serving his master. The slave gets punished for even the smallest of infractions. In other words, our deep relationship of love and happiness will be revealed. We'll all be filled with happiness and simcha. Now for the parak summary. The author relates thanks to Hashem for all the good he's done for the nation. It's out of this deep feeling you should ivdu es Hashem besimcha, serve God with happiness. Because Hashem takes care of his flock, one needs to constantly thank Hashem for all the good that was bestowed. Especially when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, will enter his courtyards filled with gratitude and thanks. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 2, it says, Ivdu es Hashem besimcha bo lefan of bernana. Serve God with joy, come before him with song. The Chovos Levavos in Shar Avodas Hashem explains how a person should serve Hashem out of all the goodness they received. One should serve Hashem out of Hakaras HaTov, gratitude. The Chovos HaLevavos explains, the way you conjure up this feeling of Hakaras HaTov is in the words itself. Hakaras HaTov literally means recognize the good. When we focus specifically on the good, then that wonderful feeling of gratitude swells up from within, making it easier to feel happy. Sure, there's bad, but there's also good. We need to constantly focus on the good. We do so many mitzvahs we take for granted. Just to name a few, we keep kosher, wear a kippah, daven, raise families, do chesed, dress tznius, give tzedakah, and the list goes on. We need to become experts at celebrating our mitzvahs, taking them out of the garbage, and polishing them up in front of ourselves and Hashem. In fact, I once heard in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, each mitzvah really contains seven other mitzvahs. For example, when you do a mitzvah, you're essentially showing you believe in Hashem, the truth of the Torah, the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, love and fear of God, and demonstrating belief in divine providence. To take it a step further, each one of those mitzvahs can also be broken down into many other mitzvahs, like practical mathematics. All the mitzvahs connect to one another and incorporate each other in some way. So with every mitzvah we do, we're really doing dozens, if not hundreds. Certainly, it's fitting to be happy to serve Hashem b'simcha. Let us merit to know and feel the true worth of every mitzvah and good deed that we do in our lifetime. This way we can come singing to greet Mashiach with our truckloads of mitzvahs and happiness. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.